Eastbourne today has many public open spaces. This was not always so, as before the corporation purchased Hampden Park in 1901, they had very few parks, there being but Seaside Recreation Ground and Gilridge Park, both held on leases from the Gilbert Estate and eventually purchased outright in 1922 and 1911 respectively. There was Old Town Recreation Ground, but this was privately owned and not purchased by the council until 1913. And this ground has since been twice extended. The creation of Hampden Park as pleasure grounds was of considerable importance in the growth and development of Eastbourne in the early part of this century, and since has brought a new dimension to the residential areas of the borough. The land belonged to Mr. Freeman Thomas, later to be known as Lord Willingdon, and he lived at Wratton. He offered, through his agent, Mr. F.G. Cook, the sale of 44 acres of wood and pasture land in and around the decoy at Willingdon. At that time, the name of Hampden Park had not been given to the area, and the railway station was known as Willingdon Station. Eventually, after consultations, an area of 82 acres was acquired by the council at a low price and subject to the council constructing certain roads, including the road now known as King's Drive, and this running through land owned also by the Duke of Devonshire and Carew Davis Gilbert. On the 1st of April 1911, the area of Hampden Park became part of the county borough of Eastbourne under the Eastbourne Corporation Act of 1910. The park was named Hampden Park after Lord Hampden, at one time Speaker of the House of Commons and grandfather of Mr. Freeman Thomas, the vendor, who at that time was Member of Parliament for Hastings. The park was opened in August 1902 by the Earl of Rosebery. Under the Eastbourne Extension Act of 1937, a further part of the parish of Willingdon was added to the residential area of Hampden Park. In 1909, the Duke of Devonshire presented to the town the land we know today as Mockham Gardens, containing the chalk spring and pond, which is the source of the Bourne Stream from which Eastbourne takes its name. Whilst these additional public open spaces were coming about, we must remember the town had its seafront with parades, lawns and flower gardens and beaches, all making the lovely marine pleasure ground, with the English Channel to complete the picture. In 1902, the 8th Duke of Devonshire conveyed to the town the whole of the parades, lawns and foreshore west of the Wish Tower, which had been constructed by the Duke at the end of the previous century at his own expense. At the same time, the old chalk pit, which we know as Holywell Retreat, was conveyed to the town by the Duke, the grounds being laid out in their present form in 1922. At the other end of the parades, land on the east and west sides of the redoubt were conveyed to the corporation early this century, and the freehold of the fort itself was conveyed by the Army Council to the corporation in 1925. Another fine addition to our open spaces was made in 1922, when the manor house and grounds was purchased by the council from the executors of Carew Davis Gilbert, the mansion itself being brought into use as an art gallery. Apart from the many amenities I have already mentioned, there had from the early part of the century existed another open space. In 1907, Carew Davis Gilbert leased to the council an area of the Crumbles containing 28 acres at a rent of £5 per annum. This land was known as the Gilbert Recreation Ground. It comprised a shingle waste, an unattractive pond, and an area on which football might be played. No amenity buildings were erected, and little money appears to have been spent on this desolate area at the east end of the town. However, in the mid-20s, this land, together with additional land acquired from the Gilbert estate, amounting altogether to 46 acres, was gradually developed into an attractive park, the workforce providing a means of utilising unemployed labour. Following the visit of the Prince of Wales on the 30th of June 1931, when he planted a tree, the park was renamed Prince's Park. Under powers given to the council by the Eastbourne Corporation Act of 1926, the town took the imaginative step of acquiring 4,000 acres of the downs to the west of the town, thus securing from development this lovely area, including Beachy Head. The completion of the acquisition of land for the pleasure and enjoyment of the public between the roads along our front and the high water mark may be said to have been achieved in 1931, when under the will of Mrs. Helen Hornby Lewis, who lived at Chaseley, land at Holywell was devised for the perpetual use and enjoyment as a garden by the inhabitants of Meads or by the public generally. It is known as the Helen Gardens, in accordance with the wish expressed in Mrs. Hornby Lewis's will. A more delightful position for a pleasure ground can hardly be conceived. Another lovely open space, although not always freely open to the public, is the grounds of Devonshire Park, laid out in 1874 by the Duke of Devonshire, with the adjoining winter garden buildings and theatre, all subsequently acquired by the Eastbourne Corporation. There are other lesser open spaces, and we must not forget the Saffrons. Although not a public sports ground, we all have the opportunity of using this beautifully situated amenity, either through membership or by admission on many an occasion. We may reflect that with the sea on almost two sides of the borough, the downs on another, and the open countryside of Sussex, one may without hesitation exclaim, "Yea, I have a goodly heritage."